Speaking on the House floor, the freshman legislator from Cherokee County said he was sorry for embarrassing his constituents and fellow lawmakers.
In hindsight, this rookie mistake was silly. I am mature enough to admit that. At the time, though, I believe that I was fulfilling a campaign promise to hit the ground running.
Moore dropped House Bill 1033 in an effort to eliminate the state's anti-loitering laws. He says they allow police to unlawfully ID people without cause. Under the bill, laws protecting children from convicted sex offenders would have been erased. Friday, the bill was publicly condemned at an intensity rarely seen at the Capitol. Moore said he knew the bill was controversial, but thought the time to review and fix any issues was after it was assigned to committee.
I had no idea that anyone other than assigned committee members would be looking at the legislation I dropped. That is why I didn't question the controversial language that the legislative council included. That was obviously a mistake. Had I reached out to other members, that mistake could have easily been avoided.
But he also chalked up the incident to a lack of help from colleagues.
Not a single member reached out to me on HB 1033 prior to signing up to speak at the well last Friday. Those who spoke publicly aired what should have been a quiet, private, constructive conversation the night before.
House leaders have continued to hammer Moore. Majority Leader Larry O'Neill dismissed the notion Moore was entitled to additional training or some type of privacy before his bill reached committee.
He was provided a rule book like we all are. He was provided a training guide like we all are. And I know for a fact he spent 3 or 4 long visits in the Speaker's office with various members of leadership, mentoring him as to all aspects of what goes on here.
Some of the harshest criticism against Moore is coming from high-dollar donors to Megan Biello, one of Moore's political rivals in Cherokee County. Speaker David Ralston, who contributed $1,300 to Biello's last campaign, dismissed that connection.
When I sent her that contribution, I had no idea he was going to introduce a bill that would repeal restrictions on pedophiles and sex offenders in Georgia. And if I'd known that, I wish I could have sent her more.
Ralston said for Moore to blame House leaders for any part of the episode is, quote, mind-boggling. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News, the State Capitol.